What's your pleasure, sir?
The podcast.
Take it. It's yours. It always was.
Welcome to A Taste of Hell. Now playing Hellraiser Retrospective Series.
We have such sights to show you.
With Jacob, Stuart, and Arnie.
Demons to some, angels to others.
Hello, Hellseekers. Welcome back to a preview of our current donation drive at Now Playing. I'm Arnie.
I'm Stuart.
And this is Jacob.
And Hellraiser goes back to its roots with its sixth installment, The Return of Kirsty.
Yes, the one thing that'll make it better is to bring back Ashley Lawrence.
Your favorite, Stuart.
She definitely is a memorable part of the original, and they thought that they could use her in this new sixth installment. Let's have a listen to the show, see how well we think she's doing.
So Kirsty opens the box. Pinhead shows up, and we see part of this speech in flashback at the end of the film. And Kirsty says, I'll bring you five souls. And what she's going to do, and this is what helps me determine reality, is Pinhead is actually getting her soul because he's going to turn her into a murderess. She's going to kill the three women she saw tapes of her husband sleeping with, plus the co-conspirator who plotted to kill her.
So this is really how he's going to get her soul? Because this seems like a cop-out to me. Pinhead's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll take five in place of one, sure. He's always making deals with her.
I feel like if Ashley Lawrence had been more involved, you just throw out the idea that this being an end twist, and you make this the movie. Why couldn't this be the movie? Why did we have to build to this being a twist ending where, haha, she had the upper hand? That is a horrible mistake of this film that we wait so long to figure out what's going on with her. She's the character we wanted to see. Why couldn't this be 20 minutes into the movie instead of the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, if they're rewriting the script, even if it's just a week before shooting, to fit her in, I think you fit her in more, you expand it, you do what you can, but listening to the commentary, and yes, there was one, the thing Boda keeps saying is not enough time, not enough money, and he's unhappy with the way certain things came out.
Yeah, and again, it's very trendy to have these puzzle movies. Jacob's Ladder is clearly the model here, where so much of that movie, we bounce around between Vietnam and his post-Vietnam life and what's happening, and maybe you don't know one of the realities is not occurring, that it's a delusion, but I think that once the character spits up water, we can conclude this man is the one that drowned, and that Kirsty had some involvement in that, and putting it together after the fact, after credits roll, is not a fun puzzle.
I haven't seen Jacob's Ladder, that wasn't on my mind, but I was thinking of a year that came out 2 years earlier, Memento, Christopher Nolan, where you mess with time and you never know, are we in the future, are we in the past, what's going on, the characters are trying to make sense of it all, trying to put this puzzle together. This just doesn't have that craft though, they just don't have that ability to tell an engaging story where you could do this kind of thing, where it's confusing and you're elongating what's actually happened and you're entertained, but this film doesn't do that.
Oh, no, I'm going to argue this is actually the worst one I've ever seen. I mean, there have been many attempts at
this. You're wrong. Okay.
There was even like the Robert Downey Jr. and Annette Bening.
Are you saying worst Hellraiser or worst film at doing the Jacob's Ladder thing?
Worst Twilight Zone episode ever is what I'm going to say. Even beats Identity, where we find out that all the people he killed were what was it again?
It's all in John Cusack's mind.
Yeah, I know, but they all represented his different something or rather. Who even cares to know? You're not going to catch me going back to that film. But yeah, the gimmickry of all of this is just so annoying.
I think that it is a bad ripoff of those types of movies, but part of me is enjoying the film. I actually like the actors giving the performances here. All of them down the line, from Tawny down the hall, who just is really fun tearing her clothes off and saying, tie me up, to, yeah, I know that Dean Winters isn't a good guy, but I've always liked watching him play the sleaze. And Trevor White as Brett, I don't really know this actor, but he has a fun... He reminds me of that guy in Office Space.
Still haven't seen it.
I was thinking of a third-rate BJ Armstrong from The Office.
But I'm enjoying the characters here and the Cenobites. We're again getting new Cenobites. The editing makes it so you can't even really see. I have looked, but if it wasn't for interviews with Boda, I wouldn't realize Chatterer is back, full-bodied.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. It looked like, I was assuming that was the real Chatterer, or the original one coming back. And look, I think you're praising it a little too much, Artie. I will agree, though, that I'm more engaged than last week, that the performances are better. I guess that's the best way I could put it. But they're not great.
I like this lead actor more than Craig Schaefer last week. I feel like the filmmaking is lesser. I feel like the director has less control over the story and what's going on. And again, it's because we saw the movie last week, it spoiled what any suspense could be here. I mean, it's just painful. This runtime is interminable. I mean, I'm just screaming at the movie to get on with it. I'll admit it took me 3 days to finish this film. I could not.
It's under 90 minutes, isn't it?
I could not sit through it. It was so painful.
I didn't put it in the preview, but if you want to hear Stuart lose it for about 3 full minutes.
Really?
I left it in for donors.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of...
Oh, Stuart, he does lose it.
He does, and it's the kind of thing that normally would be in the bloopers, but we're a little bit more loose with our donation episodes because we know there's no first-time listeners who's joining us on a donation show. We don't have to be quite as tight, and it's funny as hell-raising. So, it's a show. I know even the people who donated, maybe you're like, I don't need to listen to Debtor and Bloodline.
Well, this is where the comedy starts, right? Like, any chance for it being good, probably out the window. But can we have fun with it? God knows this series goes to interesting places. And every time that you help us out by donating to this show, we are able to continue to do all the shows that you listen to, including the lineup that we will be revealing in the next couple weeks about 2018.
It's gonna be a banner year, I say, and just lock down the plans. You can find out about them in our 9th Hellraiser show, or in our Patreon show for Lord of Illusions, another Clive Barker review coming out next week on our Patreon feed. And I'm really hoping some people sign up for the Patreon feed in the next few days. Not only do I have the Toys for Tots drive going on where anyone who signs up to be a patron of $10 or more by December 15th, I'm putting another toy in the Toys for Tots bin. But also, we're 2/3 of the way to our next goal where we get a website redesign. And that is something I am so looking forward to, where we could add features like members areas so everyone who's ever donated can just log in and reset your own passwords and get access to all the shows you've ever donated for, and commenting features and modernization. That's our next stretch goal of our Patreon campaign, so I hope you can help us out there. A patron donation of $25 or more will get you the Hellraiser shows, as will a donation of $25 through PayPal to us. Either way, you'll get to hear Hellraiser. So thank you for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with 12 Monkeys, and talk to you then.
Not leaving us so soon, are you?
This is retrospective series, and your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
This isn't for your eyes.
It's not hands that call us. It is donations.
Oh, come. Oh, you can hear its faint echo right now. I'm here to turn up the volume.
Your financial support keeps this show going for eternity.
Why resist? You love this as much as I.
You will find more pleasures and sweet, sweet suffering in the Now Playing Archives. You can satiate your appetites with reviews of Leprechaun, Child's Play, Phantasm, and so many more.
Feel free. Explore. We have eternity.
Or the insatiable, join the Podbean campaign and get exclusive movie reviews, including Clive Barker's Lord Illusions and Get Out. A link to our Patreon page is at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Still hungry? Ready for something that screams?
The Hellraiser Films. All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended.
Hell is more ordered since your time, Princess. And much less amusing.
Vendanza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion picture reviewed or otherwise referred to herein.
I know your fear. I hear it.
The trademarks Now Playing and Now Playing Podcast are the exclusive property of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
Oh, you suffer. But I am here for business, not pleasure.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
The eternal refrain of humanity, pleading ignorance, begging for mercy. Please help me. I don't understand.
Now Playing is a Vendanza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
Welcome to the worst nightmare of all. Reality.